USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt on Wednesday signed into law House Bill 4327 that prohibits abortions from fertilization with some exceptions and allows private citizens to sue those who help women terminate their pregnancies. The governor claims life is a human right. More details about the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Lieutenant Chris Oliveras with the Texas Department of Public Safety says the suspect entered and barricaded himself in only one classroom.
We had a specialized tactical team arrive, comprised of federal officers, local police officers as well. They made forcible entry into that classroom. One of those officers was met with gunfire. He was shot, non-life-threatening injury. At that point, they were able to shoot and kill the shooter.
The suspect was in the classroom for about 40 minutes before the rampage was ended by law enforcement. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
In basketball, the Western Conference Finals has Golden State traveling to Dallas, Texas tonight. The Warriors lead the series 3-1 in the best of 7. The Biden administration is being accused of allowing the baby formula shortage to become a crisis.
Some states are facing serious shortages of baby formula. A House Energy and Commerce subcommittee held a hearing on Wednesday to investigate the Food and Drug Administration's role in the shortage. Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith says the Biden administration should have acted sooner.
Was the administration aware that an infant formula shortage was developing for over 2 years and failed to take sufficient action to prevent the shortage from getting worse? Or were they caught flat-footed? Or, as I believe, both. No matter the reason, it's not acceptable.
He says he wants to know why the FDA didn't act if they allegedly knew about the shortage 3 months ago. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
NASA's James Webb Space Observatory successfully watched a moving asteroid as the telescope keeps performing as expected. The successful tracking of a nearby object shows that the telescope can keep a watch on solar system objects as well as distant galaxies for the next 20 years. Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee on Newsmax overnight, says the Biden administration is the enemy of energy independence in America. And because of this policy, Americans are made to pay more than ever before. And the buck stops at the White House.
Very concerned about the price at the pump. In our Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee today, we were trying to push some amendments forward that would deal with these issues. You know, getting the EPA, Department of Energy, to approve these drilling permits. There are about 5,000 drilling permits that are languishing. People who hold leases and want to move forward and drill, but they can't. They're waiting to get that drill permit. Of course, this administration could choose to take some actions like restarting the Keystone Pipeline, which, Bob, by the way, would have been finished by the end of the year had Biden not stopped it. They could go ahead and open back up the area in Alaska, which is set aside for drilling, which they have now said, oh, you can't go drill there.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.